Britain will soon have a new leader, and the change of the person at the top will likely mean a massive change in leadership style. The famously smooth Tony Blair has said he's stepping aside on June 27th. The famously less smooth finance minister, Gordon Brown, has now begun his campaign to become leader of the Labour Party and prime minister. NPR's Rob Gifford has that story.
Gordon Brown's campaign to lead the Labour Party did not get off to a flying start. His face was partially obscured by an auto cue at his first news conference, and the normally supremely articulate Tony Blair, in his endorsement of Brown, seemed to be groping for words to praise him.
I'm absolutely delighted to give my full support to Gordon as the next leader of the Labour Party and Prime Minister, and to endorse him fully. I think he's got what it takes to lead the Labour Party and indeed the country with distinction. He's an extraordinary and rare talent.
One other candidate from the left wing of the Labour Party may still stand against Brown, but most people are expecting, as the press calls it here, a coronation. One of King Gordon's biggest problems is to try to dissociate himself from the less popular of King Tony's policies. Out on the stump in recent days, Brown has said he will do more to protect civil liberties. And in a thinly veiled criticism of Blair's going to war in Iraq against fierce popular opposition, Brown has said he wants to give more power to Parliament.
We will keep our obligations to the Iraqi people. We will listen and we will learn from what mistakes have been made. And at the same time, we will wish to have new parliamentary procedures for dealing with matters of peace and war in the future, so that everybody can be clear that there is full and open debate and proper accountability of government in all these major decisions.
Gordon Brown is looking to break with the spin that has characterized the Blair years, and his relationship with the US and with President Bush in particular is not expected to be as close as his predecessors. The fiercely intellectual Brown has presided as finance minister over an unprecedented economic boom in Britain, and he's keen to present himself as a man of the people. But with his slightly crumpled academic look and dour Scottish personality, he's also been anxious to stress that it's not image or sound bites that count.
As a politician, I have never sought the public eye for its own sake. I've never believed presentation should be a substitute for policy. I do not believe politics is about celebrity.
Gordon Brown is almost certain to be the next Prime Minister of Britain, but the opposition Conservative Party has a new media-savvy leader. Brown's supporters are hoping that, come the next national election in 2 or 3 years' time, British voters will not want a Conservative equivalent of Tony Blair, and that a politician who stresses policy over presentation can still be elected in a media age. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
In many profiles of Gordon Brown, this one is no exception, he is described as dour, as a dour Scot.
Which makes us wonder, why aren't other groups described as dour, or as some would say, dour?
Well, they are, at least according to Google. In fact, we have compiled a dourness index.
For instance, the phrase dour Frenchman shows up 1,250 times, so we will give that a score of 12.5.
But dour Albanian? Just 5 hits, registering a pathetic 0.005 on our dourness index.
Pathetic indeed. The Scots are apparently in a dour league of their own. We got 10,400 hits for dour Scot and another 1,500 for dour Scotsman, resulting in a mind-boggling dourness index score of 119.